This piece was meant to serve as a simple example of some of the processes used in the elaboration of material by tape techniques. The sound of the fall of one drop of water was chosen for its simplicity. For purposes of copying, a piece of tape just the length of the required sound was cut out and spliced into a loop of non-magnetic tape.
Any pitch within the audible range could be obtained by varying the speed of the tape recorder like this.
Three simple rhythmic figures were spliced up, which somehow seemed to be characteristic of water dripping. Here is one of them. The patterns were spread out in such a way that there was no simple relation between the lengths of the three loops. The printing loop was left on the machine, the three other loops were added, and the four were played together like this. A 10-minute reel of this was recorded, then the machine was stopped. A new 10-minute reel was recorded at half speed, and another at quarter speed, like this. After a little experimenting, these three reels were combined to make 10 minutes of material, all of which I found completely fascinating, and which I cut down to its present length with great regret. While I was determined to stick to the original drop only, I wanted to include some of the gliding effects, which are heard in natural drops for reasons which I don't know. The glides were obtained by playing the original record very slowly and varying the speed of the recorder while doing so. In order to make a continuous sound to be used as a background for these drops, I transposed the original sound down 3 octaves so that instead of being a piece of tape 1/2 inch long, it was now 4 inches long. Many copies of this print were made, and from each, a short section having approximately constant amplitude was snipped out. These pieces were joined together to form an approximately continuous loop. This loop was copied 6 times, each speed differing slightly from the previous one. The 6 copies played together gave a better approximation to a steady sound than could be obtained with one loop alone. Needless to say, there are many much easier ways of getting a steady sound. For the stereophonic projection, prints of slightly different pitch are distributed among the left, center, and right positions, and this gives a rather interesting space chorus effect. This steady sound, then, is used to fill in the pentatonic scale over 3 or 4 octaves. Little need be said about the arpeggio section, except that it was planned in such a way as to minimize the number of splices which had to be made. Wherever the pattern was duplicated in a higher octave, an original spliced part was used, transposed up an octave. After one complete loop had been made, like this, other loops were made by copying, transposed up 1 octave or more. Loops were also made, which go both up and down, by copying from the original loop and splicing a piece on the end backward. Loops are duplicated at the same pitch in order to make the pattern more complex. Because of this complexity, a curious effect is obtained when the speed of the recording machine was changed while copying. The piece begins with the sound of the drop just as it was recorded.